Now, first of all, art is the organization of sensuous impressions. I remember reading some time ago a book on poetry. And this book on poetry started off by saying that we must never forget that poetry consists of words. You might think it difficult to forget this, but apparently, according to the author of this book, lots of people did forget this, that poetry consisted of words. But we can go even further than that, and we can say that that's very well. Poetry consists of words, but of what do words consist? Words consist of sounds, vibrations, as it were, in the air. So we see, we find, that all the arts have as their raw material, their basic stuff, sensuous impressions. This is where the arts begin, with the impressions coming into us through our five physical senses. The raw material of painting is, after all, simply visual impressions. Impressions of shape and colour, of light and shade, and so on. And in the same way, the raw material, the stuff, if you like, of music is auditory impressions, sounds of various kinds. Sounds loud, sounds soft, harmonious, discordant, and so on. And poetry, what is the raw material? What is the stuff of poetry? Again, sounds, but sounds associated in varying degrees, and not always completely associated, with conceptual meaning. So we have these impressions, these sensuous impressions, through the ear, through the eye, and so on, as it were, pouring in upon us all the time. Things that we see, things that we hear, shapes, colours, sounds, and so on. And these impressions, the artist organises into a pattern. At first there's a chaos of sensuous impressions. But the artist, being a creator, organizes these sensuous impressions into a pattern, into a world, if you like, into a whole, so that there's no longer just a chaos of impressions, but this shape, this whole, this work of art. And there are, of course, various ways of organizing sensuous impressions. Some ways are very simple, others are highly sophisticated. These different ways involve the principles of, for instance, repetition, contrast, and so on. Now, this organization of sensuous impressions, which the work of art essentially is, does not hang suspended, as it were, in mid-air. It doesn't exist apart from or dissociated from the artist. The work of art, the artist's organization of sensuous impressions into a pattern, into a whole, into a work of art, in fact, expresses the artist's sensibility. That is to say, the pattern, the work of art, which organizes the sensuous impressions, expresses or embodies the awareness of the artist, in other words, the experience of the artist, his experience of life as a whole, his experience of himself, of other people, even of reality. And this, we may say, is the aspect of our definition of art which concerns us most at present, in our present context. That the work of art expresses the artist's sensibility or awareness or experience. Now, this is indeed generally understood, but it isn't generally understood that this sensibility, this awareness of the artist, has many different degrees corresponding to the level of being and consciousness of the individual artist. And this brings us directly back to the subject of the higher evolution. We may say that the lower evolution consists in the development of a higher and ever higher degree of life, whereas the higher evolution consists in the attainment of higher and ever higher degrees of consciousness and of awareness. Now the artist, the true artist, has access to higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of awareness, of understanding even, than the ordinary man. And this is one of the reasons why he is an artist, because of this greater, this more advanced, this more extensive, this higher awareness and experience.